Hello and welcome to another chat on a Wednesday this time in August on a kind of overcast, rather cloudy day, but never mind, we can't have sunshine every day. Not in this part of the world anyway. But it's quite pleasant, so Lottie and me are marching up one of our regular hills, marching up and down a bit. So it's been kind of an interesting week. Went to Winchester at the weekend to visit my son, and that was nice. So I'll think I've got some reasonable pictures. I took a few pictures, but I have been there before, and I don't know what I've posted and what I haven't posted up, so try and sort of keep it interesting. But it's nice to get away and have a change, isn't it? It's nice that we can think about going places again and enjoying going out to, cafes and going out for a meal and things like that. All those little things that we kind of were deprived of, most of us anyway, I think. For quite a long time, it all feels like it's just sort of been erased, doesn't it, that year? Almost feels like a non-year. But anyhow, not that it was, of course. And of course, some people have had an awful time. I can only feel sympathy for those people. But to those of us who sort of come through it okay, then, you know, perhaps we're all feeling a little bit lucky and appreciating things a bit. I'm sure I appreciate things more than I did before. I think we realised how lucky we were in many respects. But I've been exceptionally lucky. I always knew that I was lucky and that I could keep working. And so that wasn't taken away from me, thank goodness. I'm sure I would have felt very differently if it had been. But that's one thing about writing. In fact, right, I remember right back at the beginning of the lockdown, the Radio 4 did it's one of the BBC radio stations. That's like a talk-type radio station, news and things, dramas and so on, if you're not familiar with that. And they had this little feature each day where they were trying to give people a bit of entertainment by getting various famous writers on and talking to them. And I think they did little readings and stuff. It seems like a long time ago now, but I think they stopped doing it after a while because the writers they talked to, they were all saying, well, to be honest, you know, I spend all day on my own anyway. It hasn't made that much difference to my working life. That's true. Although I won't bang on about it too much because probably all sick of hearing about pandemics, but I do think there's a certain amount of, you need life to be going on whilst you're doing it. You know, I think it was a bit depressing for everybody. And although I say I could carry on writing, I'm sure there were times I did find it very difficult just because all those little things that we look forward to had sort of been plucked away, and, you know, seeing family and things like that were kind of taken away. And anyhow, things are looking more cheerful now, I hope. But, you know, this isn't a current affairs programme, is it? So, I've still just been chugging away at the new novel. And that's going okay. It is interesting how that sort of police type aspect is definitely coming more into it. Wasn't something I particularly set out to do, but because if you've been listening to these, you'll know it has been an interest of mine that I've been thinking of pursuing. But I kind of thought that would be in the next book that I wrote, which would be like a spin-off or a totally separate series. But when it started coming into this one a bit more, I just thought, well, let's go with it. You know, as long as it still remains a Dan and Alan Devonshire mystery at heart, I think that's okay. So I won't, you know, overemphasize it. But the fact that things are coming in a bit more is okay, I think. I think it's okay to have that in as an extra kind of flavour in there. But, you know, it won't be anything too dark or depressing. I don't know what it is with crime these days. There seems to be a race to get the most horrific things. I can't think what it's called, the thing I'm trying to read at the moment. I got it on a Kobo, on my Kobo e-reader, and it was you know, one of these 99p type deals of the day, I think. Well, it was certainly on offer anyway. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, it's a policey, crimey type thing, only with a forensic psychologist. And yeah, it started off, I thought, I'm quite enjoying it, but it quickly kind of became a bit grim, and that everybody in it seems to have some kind of terrible demons that they're wrestling with. You know, everybody seems to have been horribly scarred by having more than just your average troubled childhood. I'm talking about sort of a character who's, when he was little, his brother was, I think, was it schizophrenic or whatever, and he murdered the rest of his family. So, you know, kind of grim. And there's kind of themes of child abuse and things like that running through it. Now, there's nothing wrong with that at all, that kind of gritty police stuff. I know lots of people lap it up. I find it a bit depressing to read, actually. I don't kind of want that stuff in my head. It's a shame because I like some of the characters in the book. But I just find it's like this escalation into how grim can we make it, you know. The various things like people getting tortured and stuff like that in books. I find it a bit of a turn-off. You know, for most of us, normal people, we might like to read about these things, I don't know. But we know that it's quite a rare thing, and so I don't know if that offsets it, but just getting a ball out for Lottie. Come on, Lottie. Come on. Not very professional recording, I know. Playing with the dog while I'm doing it. But I don't think I'm going to be going into that at all. So if that's worrying you or disappointing you, I don't know. But I think it's okay. Peril and danger is one thing, but kind of dark and sinister is another, and I think it's probably best to keep them separate. I like the intrigue, I like the mystery, I like to feel that the wrongdoers will be tracked down and brought to justice. But I think realistically, sorry, Lottie's not bringing the ball back. Come on, don't just stand there. Come on. She's keen, really. There we are. That's just, that noise is just me kicking a little ball for her to chase. She's kind of keen on that. Very good at guessing where it's going to go. She often manages to get in the way of it somehow, so it doesn't go very far, don't you? Yeah, she'd be a good footballer. Okay. That's just my brief thoughts on that. So, it is interesting though, just to get into that vein of writing and to think about what I know and what I don't know, in terms of the kind of police procedure, because you do have to learn things. Come on, Lottie. Oh, she stood down there looking at me like we haven't played this a million times before. I'll try and concentrate on you for a bit. Okay. Yes. You probably hear her puffing and panting. So, what am I trying to say? So yes, progress is happening, and in fact there's kind of more than one case going on is interesting. I'll be trying to bring them together. I enjoyed doing that in Mystery and May. It turned out to be a bit of a longer book, and there was various strands, which I hope I managed to bring together. And it happens a bit in Murder Between the Tides as well. It's kind of fun setting yourself challenges. Writers sometimes say, oh, you must plan it all out, so you mustn't sort of paint yourself into a corner. But I kind of don't mind. I kind of like the problems. I like puzzles and problems. So I don't mind setting things up and then seeing how I can bring it together. That's kind of part of the challenge and part of the fun. Don't want to make it too easy. And as long as I know what direction we're heading, and how we actually get there on the way is sort of is up for grabs as far as I'm concerned. So I don't plan things out in minute detail. It's kind of as I go, and plans that I do make tend to get a bit abandoned often as something interesting will occur to me as we get into the characters. And again, it's another thing people often say, oh, is it plot-driven? Is it character-driven? What kind of thing is it? And I think you need both. I mean, you need a plot that's engaging. You need characters that are engaging. The two need to evolve alongside each other. Come on, Lottie, go and get the ball. I don't know what's up with her today. I think she knows I'm not really paying attention, so, because I'm trying to talk to you at the same time. She's having a laugh, aren't you? Hey, come on. So they're kind of equal weight as far as I'm concerned. You can't have one without the other, as the song says. And it's that love and marriage. So, got to the top of the hill again. Stopped to have a brief look over at the hills, which the farmer's fields are all changing colours. So you've got some which are green pasture dotted with little sheep and so on. And then you've got the ones that are perhaps been cut for hay, and they're all, I know they won't be hay, will it? The sort of golden looking ones have either been cut and so they've dried, can't really tell from here, or it's a cereal type crop that's gone golden. Can't tell, but it's very nice patchwork of green and gold with the darker green trees and hedges dotted amongst them. Quite a friendly, jolly rural landscape is Devon. This part anyway, of course, the Dartmoor is different again. I think I thought when I set out to write these books that it would be a bit more upon Dartmoor, you know, on the bleak sort of landscape. Death at Blackingstone Rock is a bit like that, if you've not signed up for that adventure by email. That's still available, it's still there. You can sign up and it will roll out. There's no kind of start and end date to it. They're all automated, so once you sign up, the emails will roll out delivering little parts of the story to you. And it should be quite easy to find on the website. I can try and remember to pop a link under this chat if you're not sure about that. So yeah, that's there, and the book version for those impatient who want to read it all in one go. Probably won't take very long. More fun to get it as emails, but I did think people might want a book to keep. That's on my Payhip store, where the cost is a couple of dollars, and that's money that I give to the Dartmoor Rescue Group. I give them a donation already for the first sort of bunch of people who'd, I think, probably been through it and decided they wanted to. Either they wanted to donate or they wanted to have the ebook, I don't know. But that's both. So that was good. But it's there. I don't plan on removing it, so it's fairly easy to find. And I think people quite enjoyed getting the emails as they went along. Quite a nice way of telling a story. Well, that's up on the wilds of Dartmoor. And yeah, maybe future stories will go up there a bit more. But of course, it's not got a lot of people up there, to be honest. I mean, our house is so just on the edge of the Dartmoor National Park. It's not right up in the wilds where it's kind of all, you know, bracken and gorse and emptiness. But there are only 60 houses in our village, and the ones up on Dartmoor are even smaller. I mean, the imaginary village of Ambervale has more people than that, more houses, as I'm sure you've probably figured. But that gives a bit of scope for things to happen, for lots of characters to come in. When you're in the middle of nowhere, it's kind of hard to get lots of characters who would have some legitimate reason for being there and getting involved. The Dartmoor rescue type story was a good one. That's several people right there. So that worked well. But you know, if it comes up, if it can be done, I will do it. But you know, I don't see kind of the Hound of the Baskerville story going down too well with a modern audience. Perhaps it could be done. Don't know what you'd have. Might be quite fun just to do a short story like that, maybe. A lot of the Sherlock Holmes stories are very short, actually. If you read them, there's lots and lots of short ones. There are actually very few novels. It's like four or something like that. Novel-length pieces, the rest are short. I do love them, but they're of their time. And people have different expectations these days. But I'm sure I've learnt a lot. I've learnt a lot by reading and enjoying them over the years. What's she having a fine time now? Once she gets going, she really does enjoy chasing around after a ball, and it keeps her fit. People are often surprised when they find out how old she is, because she keeps nice and fit. We make sure she's fit and energetic. She sleeps the rest of the day, so it's good to get her out twice a day and give her a bit of a workout. She follows me around a bit, but as she's got older, she's kind of, yeah, I can't be bothered with that. I found a comfy place. You do what you do, and I'm lying here having a kip in the sunshine sometimes, aren't you? If you can get it, you like a bit of sun, don't you? Right, hey, come get that. So, I'm hoping to put a snippet of the work in progress in the next newsletter, because I feel like I've been mentioning that for a while. I don't like to kind of keep mentioning without actually following through. So I will start sharing some snippets with you, bearing in mind that they're going to be work in progress, so not finished, nor rewritten or edited or whatever. I'll just give them a quick check. And subject to change, depending on what may happen, because I will sometimes go back, especially with this kind of writing. If you need clues setting up beforehand, if you need people to behave in a certain way beforehand, you've got to go back and change what you've done so that it works. It's the only way to do it. All right, I will sign off for now, I think, because I've got to the end of the field again. And lots is heading for the stile. So time to go home. I want a drink and a snack. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for all your support and encouragement. Big thank you to all the people who sent me mugs of tea on the coffee.com site, or on the coffee.com button on my site. It's all very much appreciated. And thank you to everyone who's enjoyed and read and shared and talked about the books. So that's all wonderful. So thanks very much. I'll talk to you again soon. Hopefully try and be a bit more focused next time. But in the meantime, look after yourselves, take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.